It's Monday, July 28, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 8 a.m. The second Youth in Oil and Gas Summit in Walvis Bay brought together more than 800 attendees eager to engage with experts and enter the energy industry. With interactive workshops and networking opportunities, the two-day event was meant at empowering youth to shape their career paths. Two voices were captured by News on One.
Seize this moment. The rooms that we talk about, you are currently sitting in it. Dream and dream big. Let this summit be a catalyst that transforms your dreams into an achievement.
It's getting too much to talk about getting jobs, and you sitting here, the youth around Africa, in Namibia, sitting here and worrying about how do we make this industry work? Should I even get into oil and gas? Is it something that is even important? And even if I get into oil and gas, will it accept me?
A mass demonstration is expected today outside the City of Windhoek's Customer Care Center in Karutura. Organized by the Residence Committee, the protest seeks to address ongoing frustrations with the city's handling of local concerns. Protesters are calling for direct engagement with municipal leaders to resolve the issues, as communicated by leader Sean Karisep.
The mass gathering, which will take place today at the Karutura Customer Care Center, is one of the most important ones of them all. It's important in the sense that we are going to get a written response from the City of Windhoek pertaining to the stopping of the Red Force contract. That is the most important thing, in that we are going to get confirmation that they are not going to exercise that 1 year extension clause. Also, we are going to get an update on the report of the Deloitte auditors. We will get two of those most important reports.
The mass demonstration is planned for 10 a.m. Still on the city, the Windhoek municipality has temporarily closed Goreangab Dam Recreational Park starting today, citing urgent sewage pipeline repairs following water contamination. According to city spokesperson Lydia Mudenya, the closure is necessary to address health and safety risks. In the interim, the public is strongly advised to avoid eating any dead fish found in the dam.
We are announcing the temporary closure of the Goreangab Dam Recreational Park, effective from today until further notice. The closure is due to the urgent maintenance and repairs to the sewage pipelines that have resulted in water contamination at the dam. Residents are strongly advised not to consume any dead fish found in the dam during this period.
Continentally, Islamic State-linked rebels killed 38 people in an early morning assault on a church in Komanda, northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo, officials told Reuters. The attack, believed to be carried out by the ADF fighters armed with guns and machetes, occurred during a night mass, according to city official Jean Cato. Worshippers were targeted as they gathered for prayer in church. U.S. and Chinese officials are meeting today to extend their tariff détente beyond a mid-August deadline and try to tackle long-standing economic disputes at the center of a trade war between the world's two biggest economies. Analysts say the discussions in the Swedish capital, Stockholm, are unlikely to produce any breakthroughs, but could help create conditions for Trump and China's president Xi Jinping to meet later this year, as our correspondent Laura Westbrook reports.
On the agenda are discussions about how long the current tariff truce can be extended and U.S. levies tied to fentanyl trafficking. A key issue is Beijing's stranglehold on rare earth magnets used to make everything from electric vehicles to high-tech weapons, and Washington's curbs on cutting-edge chips essential to AI. Analysts say reducing the 20% fentanyl tariffs Trump imposed over U.S. claims that Chinese companies supply chemicals used to make the illegal drug fentanyl is also a high priority for Beijing. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.